In 1206, the Count Dauphin of Auvergne created a Cistercian Abbey of women in Mégemont. In 1791, about 600 years later, this national good is sold to a private owner and converted into agricultural dependence. It was repurchased in the middle of the 90s by the municipality. Impulsed in an associative frame, the protection begins in 1995 with the classification in conformance with historic monuments. In the margins of Cisalier, the site is a characteristic foundation of the Cistercian order. A stream, removed from 900 meters in altitude, irrigates the valley. It is not being totally isolated because the stream is inserted between the homes of the population of Chassagne, Ronzières, Dauzat and Vaudable. This situation, in the heart of Dauphiné of Auvergne, reminds that high members of the local aristocracy often created Cistercian abbeys. They used to place part of their lineage and sometimes set up their necropolis. A road connecting the high and low country, facilitating the relations of the abbey with its dependencies called the barns, served the site. Cistercians' abbeys developed resigned rural domains with the help of converse brothers or through farmers. They are also known for the control of the hydraulics, as to Mégemont, where we still identify the vestiges of the network of irrigation and the place of mills. Observed by the road which takes you from Malnon to Chassagne, the plan of the former abbey shows itself in compliance with the Benedictine rule. A church directed in flathead, an overflowing transept, with its nave which does not remain more than in the state of archaeological vestiges. The square perimeter, defined by the buildings of the farm, immortalizes the place of the monastic enclosure. In the north continuation of the transept, observes a former abbatial lodging house, rebuilt in the 18th century. The sobriety shown through the construction is inseparable from the Cistercian spirituality. The mountain features of the local architecture also strengthen it. In the somber rise of volcanic stones, there are frames of sculptured bays in a not figurative but discreet and well-kept decoration. From the outside, the profile of foothills and openings allows to confirm the dating of the beginning of the 13th century. Two bays with three heads, called trilobées, enlightened the flat head. It was opening under Roman arches surmounted by a big rose. The archives of the abbey inform us about the everyday life of the monastic community and about the men Evans. They particularly tell the surprising permutation which occurred in 1611. In fact, the Monial, led by their abbess Françoise de Nérestan, left Mégemont for a more favorable site and left the place to a small group of monks, which were led by the abbot Claude de Nérestan. He was the brother of the previous abbess. At that point, the decline of the abbey has already begun. The state of the monastery continues to deteriorate until the Revolution, in spite of the construction of the abbatial lodging house in 1742.